Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Yudalad, the second to last line on page 502. Sachru Mischiro Ulakito Lizman. We're talking about over here in Sif Yudalad that you're doing Schiras Rishus, not from the guy, but from the guy's worker. So you Sachru Mischiro Ulakito Lizman. So you did the Schiras Rishus, you rented out the property from the worker of the guy for a temporary amount of time, for a set time. So Afa Pisha Silko Toch Hazman Mio Sachiro Ulakito, even though during that time this worker was removed from his job, Mutarim Atom Hazman. Since you rented it for a specified amount of time, you have till that time ends, even though the worker who did the rental is no longer working there. So if you did a 1-year rental, and the person who did the rental for you, who was a worker of the guy, got dismissed after 6 months, your 1-year rental continues for the rest of the year. Avol, im sochru mimenu stam, but if the rental was done not for a set time, it was just stam aschirus, kevon shesilko nisbatel aschirus. So once the person who did the schirus is removed from his position, so the rental is over. Says the Ramah, v'hu adinim sochru migizbar hamelech, the same din would apply if you did the schiras rishus from the treasurer of the king, v'nistalik legamri min hamelech, and then he was removed totally from working for the king. So again, if it was made as a schirus tam, so it's going to end. Avol, im lo silko rak min hagizbarus, but if this person who was a treasurer was only removed from his position as treasurer, but ve'adayin ochel pras hamelech, but he still gets paid from the king, he's still eating from the king, so adayin nikri schiru ulakito, he's still considered a worker of the king, v'yuchal lischor mimenu, and one can rent from him the rights, v'lochein gam schirus harishon adayin kayim. And therefore the original schirus would still be lasting, because he still continues as a worker, even though he's not in the position that he was in before. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadam Mem Dalet, afa pisha silko toch hazman, you did a 1-year rental, even though this person was removed from his job during that year, it continues on for the rest of the year. Hatam, the reason is, techashvinan oso aschirus ki'ilu sachar me'bal bayis. We view that schirus that the worker did for the bal bayis as if the bal bayis did the schirus. Kevan shenechshav ki'ilu asar b'shuso, since it is considered as if he did it with his rishus. And that's why if you made it for a set time, even though the worker is dismissed, since the worker was just doing it on behalf of the owner, so the schirus continues till the time ends. If kodem emhei, mutarim atom azman, your mutter, to use your eruv, counting on that schirus rishus until the zman ends. V'hu adin kishemes asochir v'loket. The same thing would be, if the worker who did the schirus died in the middle of the time, you also can rely on that schirus till the time ends. Kein kasru chay odom ushari achronim, so writes the chay odom and the other achronim. But the Mechaber told us, if the schirus was not lizman, it was just a stam schirus, so then if the person is removed from his position, the schirus ends. If kodem emvav, kevon she silko nizbatel, once he's removed, it's batel. The harei bistome yochol lachzor achar Shabbos rishon amosai sheyirtze. Because really in a stam schirus, the guy can back out after one Shabbos whenever he wants. Ukemoshe gasana b'sivav, like we learned earlier in Sivav. Ulahachi, and therefore in koach b'schirus kazeh, there's no power in such a schirus, rak kol zman shu sachir, just so long that he's a sachir, so long that he's working there. V'lo achakach, but not afterwards. So a stam schirus, once the sachir is gone, the schirus is over. Sefkata mem zayim, the Ramah just applied that same din that we said in the Mechaber, by schiru ulakito to a gizbar of the melech. Sefkata mem zayim, v'afilu notel ha-sachar la'atzmo. Zakta Mishabura, the rental that is done by the treasurer of the king is good, even if the treasurer is keeping the money for himself. The mistama ein hamelach makbid adavarzeh, because we could assume, says the Magen Avraham, that the king is not makbid, that the gizbar takes those couple of dollars that are being given to him, he doesn't care, and therefore even if he pockets the money, it's going to be fine. Ubel yirabe mekil baseh gam besochir v'lokit ayin sham. The yirabe goes a step further, not only by the treasurer of the king, but even any worker for a guy who does the rental and he keeps the money for himself, that's also going to be okay. We assume the owner of the bal bayis is not makbid on such a small amount of money. V'kasu ha'achronim, de'lav dafka gizbar. The achronim write that this halach of the king is not specific to the gizbar. Elohu adin kol eved me'avodav ha'ketanim, but really it's any small avodim of the king. Now, Ketanim, note 77, points out, it doesn't mean katan in age, it means katan in position. Any small position of an eved of the king can also do the schirus, do logara me schiru lakito. A regular schiru lakito, which is a regular worker, can do the schirus, so therefore any eved of the king is considered at least as much as a schiru ulakito, and he can do the rental as well. V'ayin lakamon simen shin tzadi aleph siv katan yudches, v'mishabura mashikasadnu sham. Sivkotan memches. So the Ramah said the same is true if the rental is done by the gizbar of the melech, and then he's removed totally from his position. So if it was a stam rental, the rental is over. Ulekach yesh lizar lechatchila. Therefore, one should be careful lechatchila. Shelo liskor stoma misar ha'ir umimisharsav. One should not do a stam rental from the sar ha'ir or from one of his servants. Rak alzman, you should stipulate a time. So no matter what happens, whoever gets fired during that time, you know your schirus lasts that time. Because sometimes the person is removed from his post, and if it's not lizman, it's just a stam schirus, that will nullify the schirus. Vishir hazman, and the length of time that could be used, hiskimu harbe achronim diyucha liskor alzman oruch v'rav. So many achronim agree that a schirus can be made lizman, it could be for a very long zman. But it's better not to do the schirus for more than 20 years. If you look at note number 79, they bring down all different opinions, 20 years, 10 years, 100 years, all differing opinions of how long that zman could or should be for. We said if this gizbar was removed from his position, if he's still getting a pras from the king, he's still a lower grade worker, but he's getting something from the king, so you're still able to rent from him. Hatam, the reason is that adayin hu bichlal mamuneh hamelach umisharsav. He's still considered an appointee of the king and his servant. Kevan shemekabel pras mi beis hamelach v'ayin beralacha. Since he's still getting money from the king, and look at the beralacha has a lengthy discussion. Bring down some achronim if you should use a police officer, the police chief, exactly who you should use for the srivas harashus. Does he have to work for the king? Or could he just be taking something from the king? A very interesting note over here, note number 80. He says, Chidush Godol Kosov B'Shalom Shuvas Kinyan Teira B'Shem HaPisla Zuta Shechayal SheNiftza Be'is Milchamto. A soldier who gets wounded in a time of war, and because of his injury during the war, he receives money from the king. He's considered a worker of the king, and he can do schiras rishus. The guy has no shakas to the king. He's out of the army, but he got wounded. So the government is giving him money. That's considered schiras lakito. That's what that's coming out of the Ramah. Because the Ramah says, since he's still getting paid from the king, the focus is on, even if he doesn't work, he's just getting money from the king, he's considered like a worker that could do schiras rishus. So a whopping chiddush, an injured soldier getting money from the king, can do the schiras rishus as well. So this is the nakuda, exactly who you should go to, how long you should do it for, all comes out of this discussion in Sifir Dalit. Continues the Mechaber Vayter Sif Tezvot. Im Yisrael ve'eno Yehudi dorin b'bayis achas. You have a Yisrael and a Goy living in one house. Tzorech liskor meha'eno Yehudi ul'orev ima Yisrael. So they're in a chatzar with other Yisraelim. You have a house that's being shared by a Goy and a Yisrael. You got to take care of both of them. Meaning you have to do schiras rishus on the Goy, and you have to have the Jew contribute and be part of the Erev. The Ramah says that's all true. Im yesh l'kol echadir b'fnei atzmo. Even though they're sharing a house, but they live on two different sides, they each have their own dir in that house. V'hu adin shnei einam yehudim adarim v'chiyagav nevayis echad. The same is true if you have two goyim living in one house and they have two separate areas of the house that belongs to them. So tzaruch liskar mishnehem. So anyone that lives in one house but it's two separate parts, if it's a Jew and a goy, you do schiras rishus on the goy, erev for the Jew, two goyim, you have to do schiras rishus on each one, because each one is considered its own separate dwelling place. Sivkata nun. So the Ramah said that the din of the Mechaber is true, that you have to take care of the goy by doing schiras rishus, and take care of the Jew by joining him in the erev. That is im yesh l'kol echad dir v'fnei atzmo. Pirish. V'ein shum echad mehem rashai l'hishtamesh b'cheder amyuchel v'chaveru. And each one has absolutely no rights to make use of the other person's rishus. They're totally separate. V'domi l'hosh ekosv mechaber l'el sevyur gimel. It's like we learned earlier in the mechaber and sevyur gimel. The yiched lo makom. If you designated for him a place, lo havik ischiru l'kito. Since you have your place, you designated his place, that's not considered your worker because you're not sharing any place. Memela ve'eno yochol lahaski avur balabayis. In that case, you can't do the rental for the balabayis. Here also, the Jew will not be able to do the schiras for the goy. They have two separate properties within that house, and therefore they have to be dealt with 100% independently. Sifkoton nun aleph is on the last point of the Ramah. That the same scenario, if it's two goyim, you have to do siras rishus, the two separate goyim. But Salomar means to say, "Bechadorim yuchadim lekol echad." They each have their own individual rooms. Ha, but idorim b'shutvus b'chol abayis. If the two goyim are in fact living as shutvin in the whole house, either two goyim or the Jew and the goy, or afilu mechulakim b'chol abayis, or even if they're split in the house, rak b'cheder echad yesh reshus l'shteim l'shtamish bo. Just even in one room they share ishtamshus. They each have their own areas in the house, but one room they share. That's going to be enough. That ain't tzarech lischor rak me echad hem. Then you would only have to do schiashus from one of them, because the same way that if they own the house together, you could do schiashus from one. Even if they have two parts of the house, but they share one room, that's enough to say that you do schiashus from one, and that's good enough. Ukad l'elbas if you'd gimel, like we saw earlier in sefiyud gimel. However, says the Mishavura v'harbe poskim chokim adivrei ramo. Many poskim argue on this idea. The ramo says. And according to these other poskim, afilu mishtamshim biyachad b'chol achadorim. Even if they are using the house together, all the rooms, lo mikri Yisrael sochir v'lokid. If it's a Yisrael and a goy, the Yisrael is not considered the worker of the goy. And still, v'tzorech liskor min ha'akum dafka. You'll have to do schiras rishus on the goy. The Jew cannot do it. V'chein b'seifa b'shnei akum nami. And so too in the seifa where there are two goyim, if they're living together, tzorech liskor mishneim dafka. The other achronim hold that either they're living together, you have to do a separate schiras rishus for each one. V'atam, the reason is, Chazal were not misakin that his hand can be like the hand of the balabayas, ela b'sochir v'loket, just by a worker, the nigger acher of these drawn after the balabayas, avalo b'shutfin, not partners that are there independently, one doesn't work for the other one. Shekoa kol echad mehem shava b'bayas, when you have partners, shutfin, they each have equal standing in the house. V'ein kol echad tofu l'chaveiro, each one is not secondary to their friend. So only when there's a sochir v'lokid where he's secondary to the balabayas, so then he can do the schiras rishus on behalf of the balabayas. But two shutfin, they're two independent people, these achronim hold, and you have to do schiras rishus separately. A little bit of a hesber is brought down in note number 83. B'yeser b'yer kosav ha-ritva. This second group of poskim, the ritva explains the svara, shedavkim hu bo mikoach ha-nochri. Dafka, if someone is coming from the power of the Nochri, Yeshlo din schiro ulakito, he's considered like the worker, v'yochol haski oshus ha-Nochri, and he can rent out the rishus of the goy. Alva b'shutvim, but partners, shakol echad ba machmas atzmo, they're each coming on their own behalf, they're not coming because anyone else, ein la echad mihem koach lifal al-rishus chaveiro, neither one of them has the power to do anything on behalf of the other, the two independent parties, and they each have to do it according to the second pshita. Of course, according to the Ramah that we saw, if they're partners in the house or even in one room, then one can do it on behalf of the others. We'll stop over here and continue tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, with Sifta Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.